Hey guys, it's TBD, and it's the real day one of E3. It's Tuesday morning. We just finished watching the Nintendo Direct, which we'll talk about after we talk about the Sony conference and party that we attended yesterday. Of course, Shipwreck is here.
Hello.
And so is Thorbon.
Hello.
Wow. People did want you to get more animated, so you're giving the people what they want.
That was like Nintendo's Prepare Yourself right there. It's two different voices saying the same thing.
Yes, and also Sean Norton is here from
Hello.
Sandbox Strategies.
How are you?
He's just chilling in the chair.
I'm just in the chair.
He was very interested in Smash, Super Smash Brothers, so he wanted to hang out and watch a 30-minute presentation.
Sitting in the speaking chair.
Yeah, while you guys record.
We went to the Nintendo... Sony conference yesterday. Yeah, nobody went to the Nintendo one. And it was a pretty unique press conference. It started off pretty much the same, where they have like a little bit of a party beforehand where you can get some drinks and some food. But that's where it sort of ended. After that, they led everybody into the church, as you probably saw on the stream.
They led everybody in 20 feet.
Right. Well, first, that before that, they... Somehow, this is sort of weird. Like, somehow we were in the position to be... Like right by the where they were letting people into the auditorium or the church from where we were hanging out for the pre-show, we just happened to be in the right spot. So we looked like we were going to get in first. So they let us all in. They said, "Okay, everybody, let's get going." And they let us onto these stairs, and the stairs were just in the middle of the direct sunlight. And then they had us stand there for a half an hour, for no apparent reason, and it was like pretty fucking hot. And a lot of pale dudes there, like us, who were melting. But anyway, so finally, 30 minutes later, they let us in, and there's like 50 chairs in the room.
No. It was...
pews. There were pews. Church pews.
9 pews, and a third of them were reserved.
Oh, were they? Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, like 1% seating, basically. And so we almost actually got... to those. That's how quickly we got in, but we didn't. We just had to stand.
We were right behind the pews.
And so everybody's just jammed in there after they've been standing in the sun all day, basically, and on their feet. And then, you know, luckily they showed like an amazing looking game, Last of Us 2, but it was just like, just do it the normal style. Everybody in a chair, show the video. I don't think the game looked amazing. It would look amazing no matter if we were sitting down. It would look probably more amazing. We'd all be comfortable instead of wondering what's going on. But I don't know. I was super impressed by Last of Us 2. I thought that was the best looking animation that I've ever seen in a game. It looks so good, I even question whether that's like a real, something really running on a PlayStation, which I guess is a compliment.
Sure. I mean, yeah, it looked great. It looked like the next Last of Us game. They're always the best at animation, so... It wouldn't surprise me if that actually is what the game ends up being like.
Elle's a lesbian now?
She always was?
I didn't play too far.
She didn't play the DLC, apparently.
No. They had lesbian DLC? Nobody told me. Yeah. I would have got that, maybe. I would have skipped the actual main game and went right to the lesbian DLC. But that got a lot of good reactions from the crowd. But that was so awkward. That whole seemed like 5 minutes of them, like, sweaty flirting.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think I've ever seen in any, like, heterosexual, homosexual. I've never seen it in any preview.
I think Sony's making a statement, like, this is the one of the first, or, like, out of, like, four, maybe five, I don't know. It's probably the first big AAA game to have a lesbian as the main character.
Yeah, I would.
Fear Effect did this a long time ago.
Was she making out?
Okay. Fear Effect... broke this crown back in the PlayStation 1 game.
All right.
Days.
All right.
But for Fear Effect.
But did they make like jokes about like how smelly like one of the women was?
No, I mean... I
was like, what is happening right now? And like meanwhile, like everybody in the room is like sweaty watching. And it's like...
There was a guy who took his backpack off and he had his backpack stain was still there.
Yeah, a lot of dudes. Like it was really...
It was hot.
Anyway, so... They showed Last of Us, and everybody was impressed, and it was, I mean, a little too gory.
The way that people cheer for the gore is weird.
Cheer for the lesbian kisses and the gore, pretty much same level.
But I mean, it looked a lot like the direction that Tomb Raider is going.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
So, I lean more towards the Tomb Raider
side
of it.
It looked a lot more combat heavy, yeah, which is good, because sneaking around isn't that much fun.
There was some of that, though, too.
Little every game now you have to hide.
You got
to
hide behind rocks.
Rocks or
I'm about at my limit of hiding behind rocks in games.
Or at least in E3 presentations.
Yeah,
like,
don't,
just don't hide.
Everybody, just kneeling behind, like, watching stuff.
Yeah.
I'm ready for some games where you just go have action.
Yeah. I think that's, like, all the Bethesda games. But, yeah. It's a lot of the Bethesda stuff, but yeah.
So that was Last of Us, mm-hmm. and then they let us out of that room into...
Thank God.
Yes, and like, we're like all hoping, like nobody knows what's going on, and it seemed like the people running it also didn't really know, but...
While we were running, they were like, don't run. Well, we weren't running, but some people were running, so they were going...
I didn't run, I want to say.
So people were
I did trip, though, and almost fall on my face.
People, the employees were going, there are plenty of chairs, don't worry, plenty of chairs...
Yeah, plenty of tiny chairs that were made that could hold one butt cheek of a person attending. I mean, come on, like, just like you can't get like a normal folding metal chair like that you would see at, like a normal event. Like, I don't know. Anyway, but at least they had chairs, so that and air conditioning, which was super key. And then they showed Ghosts of Tsushima, mm-hmm. which is the samurai open world samurai game, which I think looks really good. I really like the art design on that. The combat looked like a lot of fun. Coming like right after Last of Us, it's a step down. Like it's a great looking game.
It's a great looking game, but it's hard to follow up Last of Us.
It's like trying to follow like a live action movie with a video game.
Like, it looked like a really nice video game.
Right. Where Last of Us looked like a movie, basically. Yeah. So I'm excited for that though. I didn't see any heads getting cut off, so that was cool. Like a little less violent maybe than
Yeah, the people weren't cheering as loudly because they weren't getting the gore that they were looking for.
You get like deep slashes, but no decaps. Right. That was, I guess, bum people out. So that was that presentation. And was that it? No.
No, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man,
which we got to play right afterwards. Mm-hmm. They obviously are going for a Sinister Six route with the trailer. They showed five enemies and then they hinted at the sixth that was the teaser.
Mm-hmm.
The combat, we can talk about playing it.
Yeah.
It's very reminiscent of the Batman games, but it's so much faster. And it's so like it's a lot more fluid to like go and do the like on the wall type stuff and pull stuff away and everything.
You can press L1 and R1 together wherever there's something nearby, and that's like, okay, there's a car door, and then you take the car door and smash them, or if there's an explosive, someone throws an explosive at you, you press L1, R1 together, and then you chuck it back at them, stuff like that. It's really cool.
Yeah, I was watching you guys play. I mean, I played a little, but I saw that shit was starting to get good at it, like good at the web slinging around the city and the combat. It looks
There's also good. An ultimate, like, fuck you. You press L2 and R2, and like it kills everybody with web slinging. He just goes... And everybody
did you do that?
It's kind of like the suit move, which is a weird thing to call it. But
I think they said earlier this year, every suit, because there's gonna be tons of suits to unlock.
Oh, yeah.
And then each suit is gonna have its own ability like that.
Its own move.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, I guess.
It's a
little bit odd, but
I was like super impressed with the job they did rendering Manhattan.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they obviously have all the big landmark buildings that you'd expect that everybody can name, but they also have just like these rent buildings that I recognize because I've lived in various neighborhoods over the years that nobody would know. They're just, you know, generic office buildings. But you can tell when I was watching Ship swing around, I'm like, oh, he's in Midtown on the east side. He's here. You know, it's the best rendering of Manhattan ever in a game.
I had one complaint though while playing it. Just one tiny little thing.
Okay. You're allowed.
If you go down to the street level where there are people walking around, they don't go like Spider-Man or anything.
Right,
You can stand in front of a dude who's just like, whatever.
I noticed that when Chip was playing, there are a lot of people on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's very populated, and there was, like, police activity.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man just walking around, and people are like, But all right, maybe they'll. They can.
It's just a very, very minor.
Complaint. Of course. Yeah. I mean, when we're looking to complain about that, you know, it's pretty good.
I wasn't looking for interactions, with the people on the street. So
but that is part of Spider-Man, though. Yeah, no, like, it's a big part.
It is, but he's got I don't know if it's a big part. It's something.
You're the Spider-Man.
I'm curious about the AI. I'm curious about not only the street level stuff, but also the enemy interactions and stuff, and how much of that is like secondary, like with so much focus on swinging around and making New York great and boss battles and stuff. I do wonder how much of the AI is just going to be like beat them up, do the objective, beat them up, find the other, you know, side quest. Because when you looked around the city, there was tons of stuff to do.
Yeah, there's icons all over the place.
And I do wonder how much of that will hold up when there's just so much other stuff to do.
Right.
But yeah, now somebody tweeted yesterday that they played it and they were amazed that like the demo opened with them and they were like right next to their apartment in New York. Like, they instantly recognized where it was in the city and everything.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. Like that is a testament to what they've been able to build. So.
Yeah. Super impressive.
I'm excited.
Yep. When is that coming out?
September.
Oh, cool.
Great. Apparently, me and Shipwreck were on Disney XD.
Yes, I was in the background. I'm there. You can see me. I'm very small, but I'm playing in a different spot.
Mm-hmm. And then the other things that they showed in the conference were
Resident Evil 2.
Well, okay, Resident Evil 2.
Thorbonne clapped. Thorbonne clapped during Resident Evil 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You were in the front row for that, by the way. Yeah. We got a good leg room. That looked, that was pretty cool. People were very excited.
Fuck yes.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I played Resident Evil 2 several times, so I don't know that I need to play it.
Oh, it's again. A remaster?
Yeah. That's how I recognized it right away, because they were just showing the scenes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't think I played 2. Oh.
Really?
You don't remember the scene where you meet the black police officer who got bit and he warns you, like, and then you recreated that?
I don't think so. No. All right,
yeah,
so I mean,
it's like a brand new, it's not a remaster, it's a real,
but it's sure.
Like,
okay.
If it's,
like you're going through the same game.
Right? Got it.
It looks great. Like, that was the game that got me into Resident Evil as a kid.
Okay.
And I played every story back and forth, like.
Oh, I mean, Resident Evil 2 was really the one that hit. Yeah. It's the Street Fighter 2 of the Resident Evil franchise.
Yeah.
I'm
excited.
I'm excited for Control. The new Remedy game that they showed, which we'll be seeing sometime this week.
The pulsing gun was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell. Like
breathing.
Like, they didn't reveal that it was Remedy until the end screen, but like you could definitely get that vibe from it.
Yeah.
They have a very unique feel that I enjoy quite a bit.
Like, yeah, you're excited.
Yeah. Did they show anything else? At Sony, it was a pretty light,
like a few
games.
Interspliced dreams moments. Oh, Death Stranding!
Oh, I forgot that was a game. Yeah,
I made the joke that watching The Last of Us was Death Standing. Thorbonne likes it. See, I didn't tell. Yeah. Pactor liked it too. I dropped that on him at the while we were eating gyoza, the Sony thing. What were we talking about?
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, right? So you're like a mailman. You're a mailman who has like a lot of crazy technology, including like platforms that levitate and you can carry all this stuff. But your boots, man, they hurt your feet.
Right.
Your feet are fucked.
Yeah, I had to look away when they did the fucking tour.
I looked away a lot during this conference.
I didn't look away during The Last of Us 2, but I looked away during that.
The toe thing? No, I look away at everything. So I guess it's like the postman with Kevin Costner, except you're delivering like... Fetuses? I don't know.
Dead bodies?
That is weird. It didn't really show you what the gameplay is like, unless that's walking around.
It's really a concept. Like, it was like the only game part that you could really feel was when the invisible, I don't know, zombie.
Oh, when he put the flashlight?
Yeah, the fetus flashlight was on, and he was trying to sneak around without getting caught by flashing a clicking light on his back.
Well, you know the Postal Service's motto. It's through rain, sleet, snow, ghosts,
whatever it is,
fetuses,
time monsters,
all that stuff.
Yeah. So you can definitely appreciate the artistic, like in the like the whole thing, but in the imagination it takes. But I don't know what that game is.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced it's a game that's ever come out. I think this is just what happens when you give him a blank check and just say, go nuts and go fucking have a good time.
I think he'll put a game out. He's always put games out. It's just going to be a while.
Might be on the next PlayStation.
2020.
2021.
Anything else? That was it for Sony, pretty much. Then I had a very nice party afterwards, which was a lot of fun because it was not sunny.
I gave away a leaf.
Thorbon got a leaf from a Ghost of Tsushima leaf that they had in the Asian area where they were serving the Asian food. Thorbon took one and had a contest on Twitter.
I asked the PlayStation guy, hey, can I give this away? He's like, yeah, sure, I don't care.
Whatever. And how many retweets did we get on that?
1,100 retweets.
That's, wow. Yeah. That's a leaf. It's a fake leaf.
For a fake leaf.
That somebody, people probably stepped on.
Did Sony show the 16th Kingdom Hearts trailer during
this? Yeah.
Yes.
They showed Kingdom Hearts as well.
Yeah. It was Jack Sparrow.
It's been in every one, hasn't it? I think Bethesda not showed Nintendo. A Kingdom Hearts trailer.
Yeah. Anything else that we need to...
Did we talk about Nintendo or no?
Oh,
let's talk about Nintendo. So, yeah, it was, I mean, it was mostly Smash. What should we talk about what they didn't, that wasn't Smash?
Come back in a few minutes, please.
Oh, sorry. Can you come back later? Okay, that's housekeeping. She wants to give her thoughts on Death Stranding.
We have a new character has arrived.
Yes. So Nintendo.
So, I mean, yeah, Smash Brothers. They went on way too long on Smash Brothers.
And nothing else of like real. I mean, the Pokemon thing is probably.
But they'd already. Fire Emblem
and, did we know about the Pokemon
thing? We knew about the Pokemon thing.
Oh, okay.
So
that's nothing
that
new.
Was nothing new. The Smash stuff was. I mean, it's an enhanced version of the Wii U.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what we
expected.
Expected.
Of course.
I mean, why would you not do
IGN's
that?
IGN's reporting it's a brand new game.
Sure they are.
But
it looks like
built originally for Switch. I don't know. But it looks like...
It looks like they repurposed Wii U, and they've done plenty of work on it, certainly.
Yeah.
10,000 changes. Is that,
and they showed us all
of
those.
It could be 10,000 changes. Could be 5 changes. It could be anything.
I'm sure that that's going to be very exciting for Switch fans. It was not a great presentation for all of us who were looking for an E3 presentation.
Right. Because there was no big... I mean, you didn't see Metroid. You didn't see any
other than Smash Brothers.
No Bayonetta 3.
Yeah, nothing. No real surprises.
No, I mean, there was some of those anime type.
That's not a surprise. That's expected.
Right. Xenoblade 2: something that it was not clear whether that was an expansion or.
What people have been telling me on Twitter is that it's like the Game of the Year edition or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And the DLC's added, or you can probably buy the DLC when it comes out separately.
Okay, that makes sense to me because that game just came out last year. But again, it's odd to not communicate what it is we're seeing in your presentation.
All right.
Other than that, I don't.
That was it.
Super Mario Party.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Which you can take camping, like they did in that video.
Because that's what people do when they go camping. They play video games.
Put together in the woods.
That was kind of neat.
It was neat, but that's
I
not...
I think it's cool.
That's not the actual use.
Tech-wise, it's very impressive, but...
How often are you going to do that?
Yeah. Never.
Yeah.
That's never going to... That situation is never going to happen, except if they film another commercial for it.
That reminded me of, like, the Zelda Four Swords GameCube. Everybody brings their Game Boy Advance, and everybody has 4 GameCube Link cables.
Right. Yeah. All right, so is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
We have an appointment with Nintendo here shortly.
All right. Cool. We'll get back.
4 hours of Smash.
We will get back to you. We will probably have another one of these for you later today, maybe. Okay. Talk to you then, guys. Thanks.